Let's get into the Indian educational sphere. How do you think there should be changes made? Is it working the correct way? Is it what needs to be taught when you're studying architecture or interior design? Or it's all redundant and you learn everything hands-on while working at firms?
So I believe that you need to have a balance of theoretical education with site work, site experience.
You get that in college?
Because not quite, I don't believe so. But they need to make it mandatory so that people can spend 3 hours and 3 hours or make the most of it and understand what needs to be delivered. Because what they teach is not always the right thing. Things change at site. At the same time, I'm not saying they're teaching the wrong thing. But site experience is very important, and that teaches you to troubleshoot. Because when you actually see the thing, is what you understand. It's in the vision.
Well, someone else was telling me this, that the way of teaching and the content of teaching hasn't changed over the last 30 years.
I don't know about that. Yeah. So obviously, well, that's 25 years younger to me, so they should answer that question.
Yeah, when we were in college, the content was outdated. So yes, I don't know how it is today, but I hope that they've made changes. It definitely should be a lot more practical. Yeah. I remember when I was studying, in fact, the principal, I don't remember who, at Rizvi College, he had actually said to somebody, what are you wasting our time for 5 years? Travel for 5 years, you'll learn more.
Yeah,
I think it would not be so dogmatic.
It was extreme, but yeah. I do feel that there has to be a balance of the practicality of the profession, like what is the reality of it to what is in the books.
So all colleges need to send young students to site.
Yes.
Almost twice a week. Understand, learn the ropes.
Yeah.
Find their way.
When I was in college, we had one professor who had come in for 6 months in my final year, who had studied in Texas, an architect. And he started doing, with a bunch of us, workshops outside, which were this. He would give us a topic and he would say, go crazy and design, which never happened in college.
Yeah.
Because in college, you would say, "Arey, how can you make the toilet this much by this much? It has to be this." Now that is true, but you have to also let the mind go crazy.
Yeah, but it's all about experiencing the space. It's not a 2D space, it's a 3D space.
Yeah.
It's a sensory.
Well, how did you approach it? I don't think you went to architecture school.
I mean, I studied recently, right? This is like 2 years ago, and I studied with Marangoni, the design school of Italy. And she's right, even now, there is so much of paperwork. There is so much of like sit in a cabin or like sit in a classroom and, you know, draw this and draw that. And then, you know, there is just too much that I wouldn't say it's not necessarily. Yes, it's necessarily to know it. But I was lucky because at the same time of my course, I was working for KKD, right? So what happened is that I remember we had this class where they took us to JC.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And because I traveled before and I knew the brand because I've seen it on a site, how the products comes, the fittings and the quality, the finishes that they have, right? And I remember in that showroom visit, I was telling my teacher about like the things that I remember or the brand. And, you know, I met the founder as well in Milan. And I think if, let's say, if universities, right, they have these kind of, I don't know, a course where you actually study on a site, let's say take you to a real site. And, you know, I think that would help more.
For sure.
And I think one of the major reason that, you know, I could start working in the design industry is because I've traveled so much.
Yeah.
And I had experience like hand-on while I was studying on a site and shadowing designers. So it did make a huge difference for me.
Did you enjoy the technical backup at the Jesse store or XYZ store?
Yeah.
Because that's the important bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed
it. Which youngsters struggled with.
Hmm. Yeah. But I mean, I really enjoyed it. But also, I realized that I don't like sitting in office. I don't like it. I prefer to be on the side with the dirt and like the dust and all of it because it's more fun. Yeah. I mean, that's a personal.
I think Emma would differ with that.
No, I think I semi agree.
Hmm.
Because
would you want to stop site visits down the line?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
I have reduced them But that's important too. Site visits are very important.
Yeah.
And I don't think any architect would differ, would say any differently.
Yeah. Interesting. As you may know, the whole concept of evolving habitat was trying to export Indian architects instead of importing foreign architects into India.
Mm.
So when do you think there's going to be a change in the way consumers see the West? We still bring in Western concepts, Western design, Western architecture. When do you think India is going to start appreciating what it has within India, the traditional cultural architecture that we see?
Well, I genuinely beg to differ. Hmm. I think India at this day and age has got some amazing architects and interior architects, and they could put a foreign architect to work. You know, there's something named in Hindi, Gori Chamdi. Mm. That's what the British has left. So my vote is on the Indian architect.
No, that's what I'm for. But we keep bringing in foreign concepts and foreign
designs.
See the West as superior.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, 50% of this concept fail in this country because it's a tropical country. So fixed glazing doesn't work much, except if it's a corporate tower.
Right, yeah.
So sliding windows still work better. We have so many examples in the city. You need cross ventilation. The more, the better. Global warming.
Yeah.
So we need it more than anything else in today's day and age.
India actually is more sustainable in its design than the West naturally.
Yes.
You think about it, we always pay attention to cross ventilation. We always pay attention to natural light, using local materials. All of this is, you know, inherent in our culture.
Yeah.
So I feel it is changing, and there is a lot of designs are being reintroduced by the West to us.
Which is Indian,
like Ikkat fabrics.
Yeah.
Ikkat is an Indian design, you know. So
what is that, the technique that they use in India, the braiding the bamboos for the chairs and the beds?
Yeah.
You know, those old beds. That,
yes. Yeah.
The wicker work.
Well, what is the Indian, Hindi word?
Not chatai. You don't mean chatai?
Yeah, the chatai. Chick, yeah.
So this year
in Salone,
yeah.
Couple of brands, they actually had a chair, which probably I've seen it, I don't know, like maybe 40 years
because
ago.
Because it's exotic.
In someone's farmhouse or in someone's village. And in Milan, you're walking around and this brand has come, we are introducing this new design. But no, I'm sorry, it exists in India like 100 years ago.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you just like have taken it, polished it a little bit, put your brand name on it, and you say it's, you know, our new design.
I think the onus is on all of us as designers to make in India.
Cross ventilation for the kitchens is supremely important. You may get the best duct in the world, but it's not going to suck it out.
Yeah.
Especially with our delicious cuisine.
and you can't deny the fact that India has just way too much culture compared to East, and you know, you cannot deny that. Yeah, sure. You know, I'm not Indian, but I lived in India.
Yeah.
Some people, they try to be cool and say that, American this or Italian this, but you cannot deny the fact that India has a massive culture compared to other countries.
That's true.
We need to respect the geographic location and the culture
and
the lifestyle of the human being state. And that's what goes amiss.
Yeah.
But I think
that's
it's changing.
That's a good way to put it.
It's changing.
It's changing.
It is changing,
sure.
Though.
It's evolving. Well, if you were to create a structure that was inspired by, say, a movie or a book, what would it be, and what would the general theme of the design be?
Oh, for me, my favorite book was The Enchanted Forest, and it was around a treehouse. So a treehouse for me, hands down.
A treehouse.
Yes. I would do a huge Lego structure, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, a massive one, taller than the Burj Khalifa.
Hope to see that one day.
But I'm inside the house, I'm inside four walls, so.
I don't know, mine would be a closet which, I'm like stuck in my closet.
He really wants to know what's in the closet.
What's in the closet, in the closet stays in the closet. Oh, you want to know what's in the closet, or you want...
Michael Jackson. That's a lame one.
Yeah, probably the day that I can, you know, have a closet where every little item that you put in your closet, it has a divider and it has a specifically a bin basket built for it. So that for me would be, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You must be going crazy in the container store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see me? I'm yeah. like a kid, like in a candy yeah. shop. And every day I'm searching. And also in India, we don't have that many products yet.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of time, and you know, it has to be like ordered from outside.
So
and,
do you enjoy the shoe rotators? Those guys going like escalators.
They're okay. Nothing fancy.
In the road. Yeah.
In a long run, it's unsustainable for a house. It's sustainable for a showroom. If you have a showroom or something, yeah, sure, but not practical.
Mm.
Not sustainable, I should say. Yeah. I like it how it's like,
I'm getting to learn something.
What do you think of them?
I've not used it. I was just wanting to use it on one of two or three of my sites.
Please.
I don't want it to kind of warp and bend and...
Yeah, so...
I know that shoes are light, but still.
No, but also like one problem that system has...
I don't
want
to get stuck.
Yeah, no, but you're right. One problem that system has in India, the dust and the moisture that we have here, the hardware, after sometimes you keep needing the service.
So and what about the dehumidifier rods, which are now in the market?
Oh, they're very good.
For your leather products.
Please.
You
know,
they're good?
Yeah. Please, if you have the access to it, or you can, you know, invest money for your closet.
So it's good
for
us. We got something out of this.
Yeah.
Take away.
Of course.
Take away.
We can use this.
No, for sure.
I like how he's in the middle is just extracting all this information.
Yeah. No, they're really good.
We got a sponsorship from them for the next episode.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely. Why not?
So we got a change in roles today. We've got Emma taking over as host.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm going to be one of his guests.
Thank you. Okay, what's your favorite structure?
Falling water.
Super. My boss will be very
favorite.
Happy.
All-time favorite.
Which one? Sorry, I didn't get that.
What's your favorite structure?
God, I don't know. I wasn't ready for the question.
No worries.
Can I come back to you?
Of course. What's your favorite structure?
There's this mansion in Beverly Hills. It's called The One.
I've seen The One.
Yeah. Very well designed.
So when I mention it could be anything, it could be something from a World Expo. Mm. It could be something which is a public structure.
I think
could
would
be the Eiffel Tower.
No, it would be
could
it
be
would be the
Taj Mahal. I don't know.
It would be the hammam that I
saw. Knew what it's going to come to.
No hammam. This hammam was special because I was, I think, 14 years old, and we went on a school trip, and there is this hammam in Yazd, the city of Zoroastrian, right, Parsis, and this hammam had hot water, right. But there was no system where there was no geyser or like something which is heating up this water, right?
Wow.
But there was, so you can read about it. So it only had this like a fire kind of a situation exactly on the center of the space, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't matter which corner you're going, right? Every corner that you would go, you know how they say the golden ratio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that space had a golden ratio.
Wow.
And this space has been built like 1,000 years ago, right? So I think that's one thing that for me, even like after so many years of traveling and seeing so many magnificent, you know, like so many beautiful spaces, it's one place I still can't, like, you know, in my head, I have it so clear. Yeah. And by the way, they turn off the thing and they were like, oh, let's figure out how it works, and it never gone back, and the water was cold.
So it's God's gift,
whatever it was.
Wow.
So I'm sure you'll have done the World Expo a couple of times. The World Expo.
Which
one? I did one in Milan.
Shanghai.
Milan.
Dubai. Now
Milan. Milan, Dubai. I've done.
Were you at the Milan one?
Yeah, Milan.
2015.
Yes.
You've seen it.
Yes.
Which do you remember it?
2015.
I remember it vaguely.
Okay, what's your
if
favorite
you ask
structure
me,
from
I
the
can't remember.
World Expo? Because my favorite structure in the world is from the World Expo.
Oh.
Tell us.
The Seed by Thomas Wick.
The Seed. It was in 2015.
Yes.
The 2015 one also had the honeycomb.
Those spikes. It's like...
I remember the Seed. It was
Seed. Oh my God.
Brilliant. And in that, actually, there was also the honeybee structure. I forget what it was called, but it was brilliant.
Unreal.
Brilliant.
I was still in school.
You're still in school? You have a world of school?
Well, what's your go-to place?
New York.
You're next.
You first.
This time you.
I like Paris.
Okay.
I think for me is Milan. Milan, I love Milan. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yours?
Mine's LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite clothing brand in the world?
Favorite?
Clothing
brand. You can't
brand.
Ask a
clothing
woman
brand.
For one brand.
God,
okay,
I
next
have...
question, you can ask.
I don't like brands in general. Like, I can wear anything.
Yeah, I like, yeah. I think I'm with you.
Well, I like custom-made stuff in general.
Yeah.
My latest favorite is Bershka, actually. I'm loving Bershka.
Ma, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for being a part of Evolving Habitat. Okay. It was great having this conversation with all of you.
Thank you for having us, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
We had a super time.
Thank you.
Fun bunch.
And we'll see you next week.
100%.
Thank you so much. It was lovely.
Thank you
so much. Thanks for having us.